on here.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Furelli. I'm with Morrison Realty Associates. June 12th, 2026, and it's 6 p.m. I'm going to give information and then we'll open up for questions and answers. The purpose of this meeting is in accordance with 17-107, a community meeting within 45 days of submitting final plan. We had a sketch plan community meeting, gosh, forgot when it was, a year ago, and the sketch plan was approved. Now we're going into the final design and final engineering of the site. And then from that, there's a process, which is the grading permit. This site, if you were to go north, we're at Route 175, it's about 2,000 feet from the it's privately developed, it's not a public project. Church is currently 7850 Parkside Boulevard and is owned by Route 175 churches. And then the applicant is the Kirby Development and you have claims. The church, they haven't really built out the church completely, but they have like a church parking lot and they have a lot of room for more parking, and I think they had planned on another building. Forest conservation for this project was addressed when the original sketch the floodplain that is for reforestation. There is a stream that is 560 conservation and it's in perpetuity and it goes with the land. And then there are a few little wetlands up in this location, which is there's a tree at the top of the hill, and there are four specimen trees in there. To remove them because they're in air condition. So we're going to replant in place and have newer plant material. This and then there's a lot 2 and 3, which is 6.7 acres. Of those 6.7 acres, we're actually saving in open space. The church and the rest of it is vacant. It originally, when it was originally approved, for a school. There was supposed to be a church Catholic school, and then I think it was some kind of a parish community center up there. So far, they want to build. What that is two units over two, four stories high. First one unit, first
unit has two parking spaces dead. The, they're all three bedroom units, I'm pretty sure is what you guys were gonna do. I think you were saying they're very similar to the units at the beginning of, the development. We are required based on interim county, 245 parking spaces. We actually have 246. And what that is a combination of the garages, spaces, and then we have, regular, head-in parking spaces, kind of, I guess, prison, for people visiting. All of the roads, this project has gone through a little bit with roads. County changed their whole private road, turnarounds where we need them, and so they meet the current regulations under the private road, blue notice. The open space that's required for the whole park size is over 100 acres out of the two. They're providing that 3.7, and that's just an add-on to what they had already saved originally. We also have to have recreation of active recreation. Active recreation has to meet certain requirements. It has to be 5% in grade, be able to be built on. It can't include wetlands. We actually are providing 0.638. We're just shy of the total. So as part of that, we .11 to reduce the active recreation area by that 0.5, and in lieu of that, we're providing amenities. Yeah, patients, and then the developers provide amenities that can serve, you know, the community. So that's the route that we've got. September 10th, 20. Clay was explaining we have gardens in this large. This is ground, all in this area with paths connecting everything. Seating and tables and fire pits. In the community. We've also had three .17830 to Article 17.6201, which is the landscape manual. County was looking at this, even though it's part of treated as street trees. So we have a street trees, one every 3 years, and that was approved June 4th, 2025. We also had modification 17706. It'll connect all the forested areas together. The petition that we got was 17708, Article 17.2103, which was a design manual, and that was for roads, but when, since we did get it approved on June 4th, 2025, since that, the county changed their whole private roads, and we don't need the mod, but we already got it. It was to do 24-foot, 20 days, and have distance from intersections that were less than 50 feet. So we were able to get that mod approved, and no longer really need it. Doesn't have any plans right now to do any development. So pools of these, so when we went through sketch plan, we, what they call adequacy of public facilities. So we sure there's enough capacity. So they were approved for schools with the sketch plan approval. They got their water and sewer allocations with the sketch plan. Also shown that our outfall and our stormwater management system was adequate. So the schools that they're going to are Pershing Hill Elementary, MacArthur Middle, and Meade High School. And so those were all open. I'm just going to go through the utilities and the stormwater management. So we're not using that. We're providing our own new meter off the 12-inch line, and then from the meter, there's public water. And hole right here, and then we have private sewer. Runs down here and around the church to the pump station. So that's how that is. There are no what they call environmental modifications. That would mean it's like we stream buffer or stream impact. There are none of those. Remove all those four trees that were in poor condition, and that will be mitigated for. Every meeting that happens, it's 2 weeks for comments. So people can go in and type any comments, and then they send them to us. And then after that 2 week period, prepare the minutes, include any comments that came in either here or on the website, and then we send out meeting minutes. Did you get the invite?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago. So you'll get the meeting minutes also. And it also goes to the Parkside HOA. And I think it might even have went to the street. Did you have any questions?
I think I probably already asked my question.
Yeah, you probably did, but
we kind of interest for a 2-on-2. The people living on the top two floors. They have to
walk
up there.
Yeah, there's a staircase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people like that.
Younger people.
Younger
people. I believe that they're a little bit bigger units as well. I think that they are 400 or 500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
The upper ones, yeah, they are. The garage sort of takes square footage out of the top one. Even both units are actually pretty big for a stack type of unit.
I
think that the lower is 1,700 to 1,800 and the upper is 2,000 to 2,200.
Yeah, that's what I remember too.
The You're allowed to say what selling prices you project when you do this project?
Well, we, that's actually not us. Ultimately, that'll be the builder. That the other two over twos at the front of the neighborhood were somewhere in the mid-400s.
You say you're going to start moving well in October?
Yes, that's correct. October, current schedule based on the submittal, which ended up being about the first week of January.
You start selling?
Well,
people move in, let's say.
The first phase, I would think probably about a year after that, because there'll be a model pad, and those will be the first units sold, and then it'll kind of phase out.
I did realize I forgot to talk about with stormwater management, and like you've seen throughout Park. Like 20,000 square feet areas, and, you know, infiltrating into the ground. But then they all have under drains, and they will tie into the storm drain system. So we brought the first meeting layout because it has changed significantly, because some of the people that it were here, which we provided, and we just wanted to show people that we tried to do some of the things that they asked for.
So you're not doing Fossil 5?
I am.
So you are?
Yeah.
We are.
You're not?
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're not. Yeah, we're going to refer somebody else.
Yeah,
you can still talk, but turn this off, especially since it's not picking up this.